This day we celebrate perhaps the oldest feast of the Blessed Mother. It goes back to the 4th century in the reign of Pope Liberius I. There was an old couple in Rome, the patrician John and his wife, and none of the biographies say her name. I saw it once somewhere, but I don't remember. But anyway, John and his wife, so Mr. and Mrs. John, and they were getting old, they were very wealthy, and they didn't have anybody to leave their wealth to. So they prayed to the Blessed Mother, and the Blessed Mother told them, on the hill in Rome, where I will have it snow on this night, that is, between August the 4th and the 5th, there I want you to build a church in my honor. Well, of course, Rome in the summer, especially August, is called Ferragosto, Iron August. It's so hot that everybody takes off, usually even the Pope. And of course, Pope Leo has already begun to do that as well, even though he has come back because of the Holy Year for several events. But nevertheless, the popes go to Castel Gandolfo on Lake Albano in the hills, where it is cooler and there is not the threat of malaria and yellow fever and so forth, which has killed millions throughout the centuries in Rome. So, not too much was going on, and the heat was oppressive. And so, that night, they continued their sleep. Unbeknownst to John and his wife, Pope Liberius had the same dream that night. And so in the morning, as they were all getting ready to get up, one of the servants comes to John and his wife, another in the Lateran Palace, which is where the Pope lived at the time, not the Vatican, the Lateran Palace, rush in and say, something miraculous has happened, something extraordinary. What is it? It has snowed on the Esquiline Hill. Now, the Esquiline Hill is a hill, not what we consider hills like the Rocky Mountains or anything like that, but it is a hill. Rome was built on four hills. And the Esquiline Hill is a hill that lies between, if you step outside of the Basilica, on the right-hand side, the few blocks away, is St. John at the Lateran, the Cathedral of Rome. And if you look to the left, the Colosseum. And so they all gathered with their entourage. A lot of people came. The people of Rome heard about it. And of course, if you want anything to be known in Rome, whisper it in somebody's ear, and then everybody knows. Not too different from today. So they come to the Esquiline, and lo and behold, in the midst of this oppressive heat, there is all kinds of snow there. So the Holy Father and the patrician John concurred, and at this point, the Holy Father took a shovel and marked where the basilica was to be built in honor of the Blessed Mother. And so came rise this feast of Our Lady of the Snows. And on top of that, it is the greatest of all the churches dedicated to Mary in Rome. It was not the first, there were several others, but it's the greatest. And so we have this feast of Our Lady of the Snows. Now, they built the church, and John and his wife died as they were going to anyway, and Pope Liberius died as he was going to anyway. And in the 5th century, a heresy arose against Christ and the Blessed Mother, denying that she was the Mother of God. It was Nestorianism, and he believed in Jesus Christ, But he separated him. He split him in two. He was God here and man here. And according to him, according to Nestorianism, the two are not really united. And so Mary was the mother of the human nature only, not the divine nature. But a person is not a person if they're not one, body and soul. And so the person of Jesus Christ is made one in the soul, the divine soul of the eternal Son of God, who is now Jesus Christ, our Savior. So the Council of Ephesus was called in 431, and Nestorius was condemned and his followers, and then Pope Sixtus III came back to Rome and began the building of a bigger, grander, more magnificent basilica, which is the one that is still there today. The grace of the Basilica of St. Mary Major, and it's called Major because it is the most important church of Mary in the whole world, and in Rome. But the basilica is still to this day the same way it was built in the 5th century. Not the 4th century little church, which is now gone, but the 5th century basilica. And of course it is built in the style of a basilica. And of course basilica means the throne room of the King. And in this case, of course, is the King, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and His Queen, the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we celebrate this wonderful day, Our Lady of the Snows. In the meantime, we continue to pray to the Blessed Mother, for the Church, for the Holy Father, for this shrine, which in no way can equal the magnificence and the exuberance of St. Mary Major, but we pray that she may intercede for us. The richness of the Basilica's history is proven when you visit there. On the left-hand side, there is a chapel where the Blessed Sacrament is kept, and is underneath a magnificent painting of Our Lady with the baby Jesus that is, according to tradition, painted by the evangelist St. Luke, the beloved physician. And it is called Maria Salus Populi Romani, Mary, Salvation of the Roman People. And then, on the other side, across the papal altar, where there is a magnificent tabernacle that looks like a church itself, there, of course, one Saint Ignatius de Loyola celebrated his first Mass there, and other saints as well. There also is buried the great Saint Jerome, Father and Doctor of the Church, and giver of, to us, of the Sacred Scriptures in Latin. And then right there to the left of the tabernacle, who can be seen, the relics of Pope St. Pius V. In addition, there are many other saints buried there. And beneath the high altar, the papal altar, St. Jerome brought from Bethlehem the wood from the crib of the baby Jesus. And you can still visit there and see that wood, going all the way back to the birth of our Redeemer. When I was living in Rome, every year after I was ordained, I would have a special Mass there at the crib of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that, sometimes the Basilica is referred to as St. Mary at the crib, because there is a crib of the baby Jesus. So we go there in spirit and in mind and heart and pay our homage to the Lord of Lords and King of Kings and His glorious and magnificent Queen. Hail is the one who gave suck to the Lord, to the Son of God, and who gave birth from her womb, her virginal, ever-virginal womb, the Immaculate Conception, the Blessed Mother. May she continue to perform miracles for each and every one of us, especially for this shrine built in her honor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.